For patience is necessary for you, that doing the will of God, you may receive the promise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast day of Saint Januarius, who was a bishop in Italy when the fierce persecution of Catholics was started by the evil emperor Diocletian at the early 300s. When many number of Catholics were imprisoned, Saint Januarius visited and comforted them and brought them the sacraments. He was imprisoned himself and condemned to be eaten alive by the wild beasts in the arena. But none of the savage animals would touch them, so Saint Januarius and his companions were finally beheaded. And today is also the feast day of Our Lady of La Salette. In the 1800s, Virgin Mary appeared to two children at La Salette, France, and told them how angry God was becoming to men because they worked on Sundays, did not go to church, were living a bad life, and used very dirty language. The children were selected as Our Lady's messengers because of their innocence. And today I want to tell you about a child martyr who also suffered and died during the persecutions of Emperor Diocletian, like Saint Januarius did. Her name is Saint Eulalia of Merida. She was born in Spain and was from one of the most noble Catholic families. She was given a good Catholic education and was peaceful, modest, and devout in her character. Even though she came from a noble family, she showed dislike and even contempt to fancy dresses, ornaments, and shunned any worldly company. In other words, she lived, even as a child, only in preparation for heaven. Saint Eulalia was only 12 years old when the persecution of Diocletian started. The cruel emperor ordered that all persons, without exception of age, gender, or profession, must offer sacrifice to the pagan gods of the empire. Eulalia was right away willing to resist and suffer death in the hands of the emperor's soldiers. But her mother, who noticed how much she wanted to die and become a martyr, wanted to protect her life and sent her to hide to the countryside. So she, by the orders of her mother, escaped by night. The trip was very tiring, and because it was winter, it was very cold as well. But finally she arrived at Merida before the break of the day. But tired as she was, as soon as the imperial city court started to sit the same morning, Eulalia presented herself before the judge. Bravely she stated that he was an impious destroyer of souls, because he tried to make people to give up worshipping the only true God. The angry judge ordered her to be imprisoned, told how young she was, that she had full life ahead of her, and how much her parents would grieve if she would die. When this did not work, the judge started to threat her, brought the instruments of tortures before her, and said that unless you throw some incense for this idol in front of you, you will be put to suffer in these torture devices. And what do you think she did? Often the adult martyrs simply refused and made powerful speeches how they would never offer sacrifice to false gods. But not Saint Eulalia. She threw down the idol, trampled upon the cake which was laid for the sacrifice, and finally spat at the evil judge. She truly lived up that Bible verse we saw in the religion class other day, "The zeal of thy house hath eaten me." Of course, she was put under the most painful torture now, but she shouted how much she desired to suffer with Jesus. Next, her body was put above lighted torches, but nothing was heard from her mouth except thanksgivings. The fire at length catched her hair and surrounded her head and face, and Eulalia was stifled by the smoke and flame. But then the spectators saw how a white dove came out of her mouth and flew upwards to heaven, just at the moment when she died. If you remember, the white dove appeared also to Saint Regina, of whom you heard when the school started. This sight so much terrified the executioners that they fled and left Eulalia's tortured body behind. After they were gone, it started to snow, and the pure white snow covered the body like a heavenly burial of this heroic girl. For this reason, Catholic schoolchildren regard her as patroness of the snow days, so when our school next time has to be cancelled because of ice and snow, you can thank Saint Eulalia of this. Her relics were carefully preserved by the Catholics near the place of her martyrdom, and after the persecutions ended, a church was raised on the spot of her martyrdom, and the relics were covered by the altar which was raised over them. Dear children, what does the life of these brave martyrs teach us? They should tell you that their hearts were raised above the world to heaven. The amusements of the world, which usually fill the minds of young people and children, had no charm or interest whatsoever for Saint Eulalia. It does not mean that you can never have fun in your lives, but that amusements, as long as they are not sinful, are merely something extra, something added to your true mission on earth, which is obey the commandments and love God, so that you can, after your death, whether it becomes sooner or later, enter heaven. It is the religion of Catholicism which teaches you how to get to heaven, and therefore religion is the most important thing in your lives. You need to be thankful that you, unlike the martyrs, you are still free to practice this holy religion, and that you can be on your way to heaven by increasing in holiness every single day, instead of being obliged to enter there through sufferings of the martyrs. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.